like Jackson, Mississippi, and I'm thinking.
You know, that very likely. I think Texas had a lot of opening.
We have to look at the map. I mean, the areas are really mapped out.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of which, I am going to try to arrange to have these maps at the next board meeting so that they can be up
great.
On the wall.
Because
they're very cool to look at. Mm-hmm. And I think I can get copies, and that's one of the things I'm going to try and do.
Mm-hmm. They took, they took hours and hours to render those. Of course, maybe now that they could just print out another group. Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Or they could just ship them over in a pallet, you know, on a pallet.
Exactly. Yeah, I think they'll be willing to do that.
Yeah.
I think, especially since we, you know, really helped pay for it. I think they'll be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Sean, what do you think from what you're hearing?
It's interesting, but can we go on to the other items on the agenda?
Sure.
Okay.
You're a techie. I think Sean's a techie, right?
He might
be interested in more hands-on kind of stuff.
Well, the next thing on the agenda was the board meeting. I would just like to say, you know, the affiliates program is going to be giving a 45-minute presentation on Friday night at the PNB meeting here in New York. And I would like some feedback from people on this call as to what would be the best way to use this time. I can tell you a few of my thoughts. I did take a video camera to the NACB, and I took some shots of our booth there and headshots of various people from our affiliate stations basically saying who they were, so you could kind of see who some of the people were. So, you know, I could, if people felt that it was a good thing, we could bring a little bit of the conference for people to see at the meeting, if people feel that's a good use of the time. The other thing is that I feel that I would be most happy if I was not giving the presentation alone, but that if we were at a point by that meeting where members of the task force could give the presentation with me and talk about the various things that are actually being worked on regarding the affiliates program. So that's my feeling about the meeting. I have a few things I want to say, but I think what's even more important is, you know, the work that's actually being done as a, you know, as a collective. So,
I have an idea. What if you take the pictures and we start out by reading, having Rip or Dina or Yvonne or one of those three read the mission and scope while you show the pictures of some of the affiliates?
Well, it's not pictures, it's video. I mean, they're talking.
Oh, okay. Well, somehow, I think maybe we ought to put this aside for just a minute, give the work group reports, and then go back. Because if we have work groups that really have something pressing that needs to come out in that presentation, then those will come forward. So we have. I'd like to end the meeting in about within the next 30 minutes, and we have six reports and the task force presentation at the June PNB meeting to discuss. So maybe some of these groups won't have a report, but what I'd like to do.
Okay.
Dina has something important, I think, about the mission and scope. We have something that's come out of that subcommittee. So you want to discuss that, Dina?
Well, the only thing I had wanted to say on the mission and scope is, Rip, you got the copy that I sent you this week?
Yes, I don't have it in front of me, Dina, but
okay.
Yes, I did get it. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have the updated draft copy.
Right, it's the updated draft that I sent out on 5/9. Mm-hmm. Rip had offered several suggestions that I put into the mission and scope, and I thought that I guess I have to read it again in order for us to vote. Do we have enough people to vote tonight?
We don't. I mean, because we're a task force, we don't have issues with quorum. So
So if I could read this very quickly, my suggestion is that we vote on it, but we keep the vote open-ended in that at the NFCB, I offered that we had the mission and scope statement. Affiliates wanted to see it to give us input, and I said that RIP would mail it out to them. So now that he has that, he will send it out, and I would put a time limit on it, RIP, so that
I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. I already sent it out.
Oh, you already sent it out.
Yeah,
well,
I can just do a follow-up.
Just do a follow-up and say that we need it within 10 days.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Whatever recommendations mm-hmm. that we need within 10 days, and then assuming that there really are no suggestions, well, we can assume it either way. If there are no suggestions, then what we vote on tonight stands, and if there are suggestions, that we discuss it and you know, incorporate it into mm-hmm. the mission and scope.
Can I just add something to that, Dina?
Sure.
I am a little bit concerned about buy-in from this task force. Even though we can vote on this tonight, I'm concerned about knowing what other people in this task force feel about it, because I do feel that we need a lot of people's buy-in.
But there are only two lines that are changed. In other words, they had this a month ago. They had it more than a month ago. So they've seen this, and it's not that the mission and scope has changed in any way. We've just added more for the affiliates. And that's what
two lines.
I was really just going to read the two lines. I wasn't going to read the whole thing because I read it the last time.
Okay.
Well, if you don't mind, I think it would help give us a little bit of continuity if you give us a feel for what it's like by maybe giving some key phrases or giving a synopsis.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Why don't I at least read the mission? The scope is, you know, so let's just get started. So the mission is to set policies and long-range strategic plans to build and support the affiliates program. Act as liaison between affiliates and Pacifica, including PNB, LSBs, Pacifica sister stations, and Pacifica management. And in parentheses, we put Pacifica Network, meaning the same thing. Educate PNB and Pacifica Network regarding the breadth and responsibilities of being a program distributor and service provider to clients for and within the Pacifica affiliate network. In other words, how to guide the process of change. Educate affiliates regarding the widespread scope and responsibilities of A, being a member of a network group of voices, B, contributing to the sustainability of the network at whatever level they choose to involve themselves in furthering the success of the network, and to help brand and market Pacifica as a broadcast champion for independent media, including a focus on affiliate station involvement.
Sounds good.
Support media advocacy campaigns within Pacifica Network for alternative, independent, community, free speech, listener-sponsored, progressive radio. And that's the mission, as we have it written. The scope, we now call tasks and scope. Our Pacifica Affiliate Task Force keeps a broad, inclusive perspective of local, national, and international communities. The Affiliates Task Force will bring motions to the full PNB as needed during Affiliate Task Force reports at quarterly PNB meetings. The Affiliates Task Force will work through work groups. People from affiliate stations will be invited to participate in specific tasks as seen appropriate. They will not be included in the handling of financial or other executive discussions or decision-making that would constitute conflicts of interest. The Affiliate Task Force works...
I think that you don't need an S on interest there.
Conflict of interest. Okay. The Affiliate Task Force works with the Affiliate Coordinator to help guide the scope of the Pacifica Affiliate Network services, including but not limited to program information, distribution information, technology support, administrative support, promotional services, and other links relevant to our radio and internet sister and affiliate stations. Strengthen Pacifica and affiliate network through partnerships and program development where and when possible. Identify, develop, and communicate shared resources, programming, research, equipment, etc. And then we have specific issues of concern.
There are three of them.
One is the task force to listen, understand, and respond to different ways of affiliates knowing, learning about, and responding as affiliates. In other words, experience, research, auditory, written, story. There are different ways, and my point of that was in talking to people, as we go and we think more broadly, internationally, we may have to find other ways of communicating, and, you know, and through their experiences, through the auditory, you know, different ways, just that we be sensitive to there's more than one way of learning. Provide cross-cultural materials that meet the needs of a diverse community of users, and provide a budget that meets the needs of the affiliate coordinator to expand the network and maintain quality services, and like the travel to meet with affiliates, provide local tech support, etc. So what I would ask is for this task force or the people on the phone to approve this, and as I say, it's been sent out to the affiliates, and if they have further recommendations, we will discuss it and bring it forth to the next meeting. But in the meantime, I think this committee has set forth what we feel is the mission and scope of the affiliate task force.
Does anybody have anything to add or correct to this draft? I do.
Okay. Well, Sean has something question.
Go ahead.
Get through.
Well, you go first.
Okay, I'm going to go first. Under tasks and scope, I would suggest that we either number them, or this part where it says the affiliate, the one in the middle, the affiliate task force works with the affiliate coordinator to help guide the scope of the affiliate's network services, including but not limited to, either indent the...
Yeah, that has to be, it really has to be bulleted and indented.
Yeah, because it makes it look like it's a different task.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Also, uniformly...
I need to capitalize the word program also.
And I think you need to consistently capitalize task force throughout.
Okay.
Because there's some times when it's not capped.
Right, I see that. Thank you.
And otherwise, I think it's beautiful. In fact, some of those lines are really quite... The one I like is support media advocacy campaigns within... where's the one? Champion. Help brand and market Pacifica as a broadcast champion for independent media. That sounds wonderful.
That's Rip and Ursula.
Awesome.
Actually, that's Carl Johnson, who is a public relations person who volunteers his time to advise me. Give Carl his props. He lives in New Hampshire.
I think that we need to put some periods. There are some things that have periods and other statements that don't have periods on them.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Was that Sean?
Yes.
Question.
Under the section that's labeled tasks and scope, the third paragraph or third item that says the affiliates task force will work through work groups. People from affiliate stations will be invited to participate in specific tasks as seen as appropriate. Who from this task force will make that invitation? That's one question. And two, going further, it says they will not be included in the handling of financial or other executive discussions or decision-making that would constitute conflicts of interest. Who on this task force makes that determination?
Well, let me talk first.
There needs to be some mechanism placed in here.
The mechanism that was done at NFCB was the outreach that RIP, that we all made at the affiliate meeting where 40 stations were present, and they asked to see mission and scope statement when we said that it was part of it.
I think Elizabeth, what Sean is asking, what to build into this language that formalizes.
Elizabeth Robinson had trouble with the fact that they might be excluded from financial handling. She said that it wasn't true in the California Foundation, and I really don't know the language, so I couldn't justify it one way or the other. So she said she would look at this paragraph when she saw it. But I know that it may cause some problems.
I think in terms of the first outreach question, I think we could say one of the ways that outreach would be made, I mean, you could say
what about
that the affiliates coordinator would act as a liaison for that. I think that's a safe thing to do because you do want to somehow, you know, something that happens sometimes is I know this happened during the board elections, is that the people who were nominees from the affiliates, I don't know if you experienced this, Rip, but I know that there was a lot of lobbying done, kind of backdoor lobbying. You know, affiliate candidates got called by Pacifica people, and I don't think it's the best thing, because we are dealing with clients as well as, you know, potential fellow workers. So I think that it might be a good idea to use the affiliates coordinator as a liaison. I'm just kind of putting that out there to see how.
Well, let me ask you this: could you put affiliate coordinator and NFB affiliate reps would act as liaison to the affiliates?
What do you think, Rev? Does that make sense?
Well, it makes a connection. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So it would be affiliate coordinator and and NFCB.
So it would be whichever affiliate coordinator wants to get involved with that or would work with Ursula with the coordinator on that.
I mean, I don't really, you know, want to inhibit people either, but it's like it's always kind of complicated because you're dealing with clients, and you don't want to just start encouraging. I don't know.
Okay, so the language I have for that is affiliate coordinator and PNB affiliate representatives would act as liaison to affiliates. Does that answer your question? The first part of your question, Sean?
Yes.
So that's on the first part.
How do you feel about that?
What?
I want to know how Sean feels about it since he raised the question.
I think that's a workable suggestion in that you have the affiliate coordinator and then the other, I believe you said PNB rep? Or
the PNB affiliate reps.
PNB affiliate reps?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a nice solution there because there's a sort of a check and balance thing there. But
the second part of your question was on the financial.
Yeah, financial or other executive decisions. Well, who makes that determination on the task force? Would you leave that up to the affiliate coordinator and the other CNB affiliate reps to make that determination?
I'm asking the people on the phone.
Well, I'm putting that out there as a question. Do we want to do that, or how do we want to proceed on that aspect of it?
Well,
I think that's a decision that the task force could make.
Consensus or majority?
Don't you have how many PNB members are on this task force?
5.
So there would always be a representative of PNB on the board. I think they would have to make that decision only in terms of meeting rules and regulations of the foundation.
That's fine with me. I don't think that. I mean, this is going to be a very touchy situation. I mean, it already came up one time. But if, for example, we need to start talking about contracts, and we just obviously cannot discuss specifics of one affiliate's contract and include another affiliate, because that just would not be in the best interest of the foundation.
So my suggestion, Sean, would be to let's write some language, which is that the PNB members of the affiliate task force would make the decision of exclusion or inclusion for executive discussion and decision making. Would that be a response to your question?
It's closer.
Is that something we really need to put in the mission and scope?
Well, it's
something that could come up, because if you don't have it in writing, then people are free to do whatever they want.
But it kind of sounds like something that is a process or a procedure rather than something in the mission.
Well, unless you create a separate document for that.
Unless we put it under specific issues of concern, take it out of task and scope and move that area down and just leave the affiliate task force will work through work groups, that first sentence, and then move the rest of it down into specific issues of concern where we are also addressing how they should be handled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that works for me.
Does that work? That should work.
Yeah.
Right now it's under task and scope.
And what I'm saying is the first sentence, the affiliate task force will work through work groups.
Mm-hmm. And then from people to interest.
And then from people from affiliate stations will be invited. And then I add the sentence, affiliate coordinator and PNB affiliate representatives would act as liaison to affiliates. And then at the end, I would add that the PNB members of the affiliate task force would make executive discussion or decision making. I don't have the exact wording, but they would make the decisions of who could be included or excluded from sensitive areas of discussion and decision making.
And you want to take this whole paragraph and put it under specific issues of concern.
Right.
That way we can get some.
Because that's what it is. It's a specific issue of concern. It's not a task or a scope.
Does that sound okay with everybody?
This is Sean. That's fine, but I would like added in there that the five PNB reps make that determination by consensus. So we keep it kind of still informal, but there's still a structure there.
Well, I wouldn't put the number five because the numbers can change from year to year, but I would put PNB members of affiliate task force.
All right, make the decision by consensus.
All right, no, you want to say PNB, you mean the directors?
Yes.
I think, this is Vajra, I think that consensus is wonderful, but it might be better to use the standard formula of consensus wherever possible.
Okay.
And majority decision where this is not possible.
Okay.
That sound okay?
Okay.
Gina?
I have PNB members of affiliate task force make decisions by consensus wherever possible as to...
Semicolon, by majority vote, otherwise by majority vote. Right, Vajra?
Yeah, well, it should be actually whenever possible. By consensus whenever possible and by majority vote... when consensus is not possible.
And by majority vote when consensus.
And you might want to refer them to them as the PNB directors.
Okay.
So do you think you have it that you can read it back one more time?
if you give me one more minute, I just have to just add one more thing.
No problem. Was there anything else that anybody had?
Yeah, Vajra, I have something.
Okay.
I'm wondering how in love we are with the words brand and market.
Well, I'm happy to hear what synonyms you...
Identify and promote?
Oh.
Well, no, they don't mean the same thing.
I know they don't mean the same thing, but I think that when we use the language of corporate America to put our...
I think the word brand was out before corporate America usurped it as much. I mean, you can have a brand for an individual who invents the yo-yo. I mean, that's still a brand.
Well, yeah, but it has been corrupted, I think, or whatever. I mean, as its usage is now, it kind of comes out in a way that I think could be very off-putting to, you know, progressive communities. I mean, it certainly smacked me. It's brand and market.
It means something very specific.
Okay. Well, what would be another synonym then? What does it mean very specifically then? So let's start there with what it means very specifically.
Okay. When something is branded, it's when it's recognizable by people immediately. So it needs to be a word that
needs to pop.
Yeah, because that's the intent of that sentence.
I understand.
Is that Pacifica needs to be more of a household word, so to speak. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. That's what that impetus is.
Can you use the word marketed?
So why don't you use the word household word? Make it a household word.
Recognition?
Well, yeah, could do that, sure.
Or, since we have a little time to play with, since the affiliates are, going to take a little time to weigh in.
Yeah.
Maybe we can kind of ponder it. But if, you know, the idea being, you know, I don't mind making it a household word or any of those other things, but if it's going to be just another brand, then it's just another brand out there competing with commercial brands.
Well, that's good. Well, I really would like to know. I'm glad we're thinking about this because it's used in some other literature, and I'd be really grateful to come up with another way of saying it. I just haven't done household word because it's...
How about just help promote and market Pacifica?
It's not the
brand
same thing.
Brand sounds so commercial.
It does. That's what I'm saying. It really popped out at me.
But promote isn't the same word. It's not the same idea, really.
It's not the same idea. No, because, you know, what we're talking about in terms of something being branded or...
Well, maybe
we're talking about recognition, aren't we? Something
yes.
that has mass recognition or
oh,
right.
Recognized.
Maybe. Yeah, I think maybe a phrase is something we could brainstorm.
Solidify brand recognition.
No.
How about a prominently recognized?
Brand.
What did you say? Prominently recognized?
Prominently recognized.
Yeah.
That's close.
That effect.
That's really close.
Take out help brand and put in prominently recognized.
Well,
anyone has a thesaurus?
I think, you know, we could probably spend all night coming up with an appropriate synonym, and I think maybe it would be not a bad idea to give us all a few days to ponder it.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid we might come up with something worse if we try to do this on the phone in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Ursula and Dina, do you think that we need to have another meeting for us to approve this? Or actually, we're a task force, so we could literally, you could finish this, you can send it out to an email, as an email to the task force and say, unless we have any changes, this will be presented to the national board in June as our mission and scope. Or our
well, I can read the two sentences, which would help, probably. One more time, and then the only thing that isn't resolved is unless I just put prominently recognize and market Pacifica and get rid of help brand.
Well, I would say even I'm not even wildly in love with market. I think promote would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Prominently promote.
No,
or just promote.
Promote
and market.
I had said identify and market, and promote. So promote goes where market was. What goes where brand was is the thing that we need.
That's
to
what we, yeah.
A bit more, but something like to
identify,
increase the
public awareness of.
Increase public awareness. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But even awareness, isn't quite enough. I mean,
increase public
awareness
and promote Pacifica as a champion of, et cetera.
Right. I mean, what I'm looking at is the goal for this, that phrase, is that it would be even more than just recognized, but would be used. You know, that Pacifica is always one of the buttons on the radio dial that people select, that it becomes much more used and recognized. I mean, that's kind of the idea, and how do you say that in a couple words, you know?
Well, I think that what we say, to increase public awareness,
yeah,
and promotion of,
yeah,
Pacifica.
Yeah,
sure.
But we don't want to just have recognition. We want people craving it. We want,
yeah,
people relying upon
increase
it. We want
public
people
addiction to.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what brand meant to you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I see branding. I mean, the way that, like, you know, like people say, the brand is what people think of and recognize immediately as.
Oh, I got it. Public reliance. Increase public reliance on.
Oh, wow. Huh. Well, that's a good one. I like that anyway.
Increase, or do we want to increase, or we want to actually lock it down? We want to.
When people hear the name Pacifica, I want them to think about the real values at the core of Pacifica. I mean,
right,
that's part of what I mean by brand. It's like Earth First is a brand, let's say, of an organization, and people hear about it, or the ACLU. You know, they have a brand kind of. You get,
right,
an idea when people say the name. You get a feeling about what the organization.
Well, what you're
about,
saying when you say that is not so much that they have a brand, as that they have a reputation.
Reputation.
Knows,
yeah. Ah, okay.
So,
reputation.
Yeah. Because a brand is something that people are made to crave without regard,
that's right,
to the content or whatever it is the brand is slapped on.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So that's why I want to get away from that, because of the way it's become kind of.
How about solidify reputation,
no,
or.
No,
or,
no, no. I think we want to increase public reliance on and promotion of Pacifica, or something like that.
I tell you what, I'm going to put a little survey with all these words.
Okay.
A checklist, and you,
yeah,
can send it back,
okay,
to me.
With additions.
With additions.
Yeah.
And the one that gets the most votes.
Or something like that.
Because,
okay,
so far I have identify, promote, recognize, market, brand, increase public awareness, promotion of Pacifica, reliance on, reputation. We've come up with a lot,
right,
of good phrases, but,
yeah,
I don't know where to go with it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it,
well,
is interesting.
So
let me go back to that one.
Pacifica.
What?
Increase public awareness and reliance on Pacifica.
Yeah, I like a lot of them, actually, and that one's pretty close. That one's really
sounds
close.
Like you're dealing drugs to me.
Well,
that's what happens when you move to a brand name immediately. That's drugs.
Well, when say
okay,
that again. Say that again one time.
Increase public awareness and reliance on Pacifica
as a
broadcast
champion
for independent media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm the one that said it, aren't I?
Yes. Is there anybody that can we approve of that one?
Well, let me just. Well, first of all, Kalonji, you had something you wanted to say.
No, I was just saying that I agree with the fact that brand is a hypnotic, a term that talks about hypnotism without thought.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about increasing the dependence, in a sense, you know, for truth or. But whatever the words we use, we're talking about increasing that in the public image, public mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it might take a little time, but I was wondering, I asked earlier, does anyone have a thesaurus on them?
Oh.
While we discuss it, because I'm sure there are some other words.
I'll have one here. I'll look up brand, see if it's in there.
It's
okay. Should I read this last piece so we can move on?
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Under tasks and scope, the third task is the affiliate task force will work through work groups. And then, so we just have a listing of all of them. And then under specific issues of concern, we have people from affiliate stations will be invited to participate in specific tasks as seen appropriate. Affiliates coordinator and PNB affiliates representatives will act as liaison to affiliates. They will not be included in the handling of financial or other executive discussions or decision-making that would constitute conflicts of... I think instead of they will not, I will put affiliates will not. That would constitute conflicts of interest. PNB directors of affiliate task force make decisions by consensus whenever possible and majority vote when consensus is not possible for sensitive executive discussions or decision making.
Why don't you put for these, for decisions of concerning these?
For decisions.
The directors are making the decisions only as a group for these things. Otherwise, everybody on the task force is participating.
Right. Okay. All right, I'm going to type this up tomorrow morning, and I'll send it out to everybody.
Okay.
So if there's,
there's possibly a way that could be made a little bit shorter, but I'm not sure how.
Well, I think when you see it, it will make sense.
Okay.
Well, the voting by consensus part is just kind of a goodwill phrase to include, because when you allow the voting just by majority vote, well then... I mean, you could have a vote by majority vote where everyone votes the same, and then they would be in consensus. So I'm just saying, if Teresa was saying how to make it a little shorter, really the part of consensus in there isn't really an active part, because you've then given an out right immediately thereafter by saying that you can just have a majority vote. So the putting the phrase in about consensus is extra, but again, it's a good thought. It's a good motivation.
Okay.
I just thought that maybe because we were kind of in a hurry, that this might be more verbose than if we had given more.
Well, feel free to edit it. I will send it out to everybody, and I'm open to whatever changes come back to me.
Okay. All right, so then what we're going to say is everybody pretty happy with this? Is there anything else that needs to be added or deleted or changed? So we're basically going to go with this, and Dina will send it out and say, unless we, she'll get whatever, I'm assuming that there will not be any really, really major changes when she gets information from the affiliates. But
Rip, are you going to send out this new version to the affiliates with a time frame?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's evolving.
As soon as I get it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You could say that we had an affiliate task force meeting and that there were some changes made.
Yeah, and mostly the reason will be that there's going to be a timeline for replies because we want to take it to the board.
Right.
Okay. So let's go to quickly. Just give the really brief reports on the other committees, definitions of affiliates and outreach. Do you want to say anything, Ursula? She's giving the thesaurus.
Yeah, I did look up Brand. I don't think we want to go there. It's interesting that they're kind of referring to the fact the root of the word brand comes from, like, branding cattle or something, so it's kind of, I don't know. The definition outreach committee, I would say since we last met, the main thing that's happened is that there's been a real interest expressed on the part of the committee to meet with, most of the members of the committee would like to meet with the Northwest Network and talk to them about what they're doing, both for the purpose of defining a new type of affiliate, which would be a network instead of a station, and also to brainstorm outreach ideas. And so there's going to be a conference call with them, with most members of the task force. Other people on the outreach committee are Sean, who is on this call, And Sean, you and I need to make an appointment. Now that I'm the conference is over, I would love to spend some time with you and either come to where you are or have you come to the office here if you are available for that, to really do some real talking now about the you know, the promotional material.
Okay.
Maybe we can, you know, decide either on this call or afterwards about when to schedule an appointment.
After would be better. We can spend less time on this.
Okay. So that's it. I mean, the other part of the outreach and definition is Ebon, his idea about Southern outreach, and that again ties into the, he's interested in speaking with these, he's interested in this model of working on a regional network. So that's it.
You said the purpose of meeting with the work group meeting with the Northwest Regional Group is for what two purposes?
To one is to come up with ideas for how to define this new type of affiliate, which is a network instead of a station, so that we can take these ideas to our lawyer to formalize it into a contract. And the other thing is to brainstorm how to use this as an outreach tool.
Okay. DevelopmentPacifica.org. Sean, have you met with Pete?
Actually, that's not Sean, right?
I thought Sean was
going to
meet with
it's
Pete.
It's Hakim. Yeah. And nothing has happened there, and hopefully that will happen now that we're back.
Okay. Should I send Hakim an email with Pete?
No, that's really my job.
Okay.
I'm the convener of that.
All right, no problem. Who's next? Budget process. What do we have to report on budget process?
Do you want to talk about that, Teresa, or should I?
Well, I've been kind of asking you. I know we have a timeline for submitting budgets, so I'm letting you kind of lead us. I don't want to be said that I'm trying to force staff to do this. How can we be of assistance to you? That's the question.
Yeah. So we have to convene a meeting, and Rip, you're still available for that too, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I would just ask that you put in the budget discussions money for GRC promotion, and because that's coming up. And again, since you're going to be in Madison, Wisconsin, is it worth trying to set up some appointments for another couple of days with stations surrounding WART?
Mm-hmm.
Because it, you know, you're already out there, and it makes sense to always do outreach for these two meetings that you go to annually.
Okay.
So I would recommend that money be, you know, put into a budget for that kind of outreach.
Mm-hmm. You should probably plan on both of those each year, because I don't see why they would stop. NFCV is certainly going to go on.
Exactly.
Like GRC
when you say money for GRC promotion, what are you talking about, Dina?
I think it would be nice for Pacifica. Pacifica usually does a lunch for GRC also, doesn't it, Ursula?
Sometimes. Last year we actually didn't.
Oh, but we did.
We have prior to that.
Yeah, prior to
usually
that we've done it.
Usually the archives comes and does a meal for the...
No, the archives doesn't pay for it. Pacifica pays for it, and Pacifica gets the credit for it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that's the part of recognition that we were just talking about on the task, you know, that phrase we were trying to define, the branding phrase. It's an example of it. And that's when I say we need a budget. We need a budget in a way to promote Pacifica. And the best places to do it are when the the grassroots radio conference meets and when NFCB meets. And there are several other media conferences that we know are happening, and that would be a time to promote it, too. Ebon mentioned that the World Social Forum is coming to Atlanta, Georgia in 2007. We could say right now that that would be a terrific place for Pacifica to position itself from a marketing point of view.
Yeah.
And so you could plan on that now in a budget. Because that doesn't always happen in the United States, but it is happening.
Suggests money for promotion at GRC, NFCB, and other media conferences, and money for coordinator to outreach to stations in vicinity of GRC.
Of these
and
conferences,
NFCB.
That so she can stay extra days and do outreach to specific stations.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other? Is there any other feedback from people on this call for things that we should consider?
For budgeting.
Yeah.
Well, I know Free Press is sponsoring a conference in Memphis, Tennessee. I think that's the media conference that you did last year, Ursula?
Yeah. Yeah, we covered that, and they'd like us to cover it again.
And I think that we should.
Well, you know, I mean, the easy, as they say, the easy picking's been done. And, you know, now it's, I mean, I'm sure that every conference you're going to get a few more at NFCB, but because they get new people going, and the same with GRC. But, you know, like, I mean, the easy ones are already grabbed, and now you've got to actually go out and get more.
Be innovative.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, a start is at these these additional conferences.
Budget to promote while we... What do we do with this place in Knoxville or Nashville or whatever? We're covering it?
We actually, Pacifica covered it on the KU.
Uh-huh. All right. So budget to promote while we cover on KU, cover events on KU. So that would have to be kind of coordinating with our technology people.
Yes.
Well no, because it's Ursula Moore. What I see it is it's cost-effective that if she's flying somewhere and staying somewhere already, that just paying for a few more days while she's there to travel around and kind of build the network a little bit, that's cost-effective outreach.
Will you be going to that event, Ursula?
Are you talking about the Free Press?
Yes.
I don't know. It depends on what Greg feels I should do. I have in the past, so traditionally, the first year I paid for myself, the second year Pacifica paid because we did cover it. And it's kind of up to Greg's discretion as to whether I should go or not.
All right.
Or up to the discretion of this committee, too.
So the way I would phrase this, budget to promote while we cover events on the KU, example, Free Press.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I think
it has to be. Does it need to be tied into the? Couldn't we just say that we were going to develop a budget for her to go to a handful of places and some number that we can agree on, and that we should give a budget for a definite number, and she can come back next year and say, well, you know, there's these other places I need to go, and the budget can be changed, but that. To ask for a budget, you need to have some specifics. And so we can't just say, well, there may or may not be, you know, three events or six events or seven. I mean,
no, you can be specific for this year. We know
yeah.
We know it's the NFCB is already over with. So we
right.
know GRC is coming up. We know Free Press is coming up.
Right.
And the only other thing I'm suggesting is money now in the budget that you're asking for to
right.
develop materials for the social forum, which is in 2007, because that's going to be a much larger type of conference, and that's going to need money and time to develop a marketing strategy. And if you only do a budget once a year, you should incorporate some money this coming year and some money for the following year.
I'm going to ask us to step off of this because I think that's really what we need to discuss in that subgroup, and I just thought I would just add some things to the minutes here. If there's anything else that somebody can think of right now that needs to be put there, we'll do that. But otherwise, we need just to convene a subgroup.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's obviously just general discussion going on. But I'm in favor of that. We need to develop the budget and bring it to the board. I mean, it's budget time.
Okay, well, it's up to Ursula to convene that, right, Ursula, or not?
I'll do it.
Okay. Integration of affiliate stations / producers. Have they had who's on that committee, and have they done anything?
I sent out an email to the committee itself. I'll just read where we are. These are working conceptualization notes, because that's where what I said was that I would bring it up at the, I brought it up to the two national affiliate conference calls with affiliate stations who were meeting Greg Gumma for the first time, and their responses to the database, producer database, were very encouraging. Then I mentioned it at the affiliate meeting at NFCB, and everybody that heard about the idea welcomed it broadly, including Carol Pearson from NFCB and Ginny Pearson. And many affiliate managers were helpful and encouraging. I met with many of them. I met with our three sister station managers individually who were present, and they all supported the idea and wanted to work with us. That
You're
was
talking
BA-
about the producer database?
Yeah, that was
okay.
BAI, KPFT, and KPFK. I also met with the program director at KPFT and started a conversation with BAI's program director. And Ursula and I have met several times on the subject. And so I'm going to just read my notes as to where we are with it. All collaborations must meet the needs of the local stations. They must have their own voice. Database needs to be implemented in stages. Stage one is to utilize what we have in place for affiliates and enhance it. Sprouts Listserv and Sprouts Producers, who are already involved with network-wide collaboration, would be the first step. So when we announced it to all the managers at the affiliate meeting, they were thrilled like we were doing something new, but in fact, all we need to do is really promote Sprouts Listserv for those producers who are all saying they want to get started. That's where the start should happen. Two is to, this is still part of stage one, to determine which stations do production and which do not, and to list the stations that produce news. That would be sort of a dividing point, according to Ursula, of knowing what stations are capable of. If we knew who could do production and who couldn't, who produces news and who doesn't, we'd have an idea of the capabilities of that particular station. Stage two is to incorporate youth programming and to incorporate training programs, those stations that have those things in place. And stage three is to incorporate the database with the list of producers by issue, subject matter, area of interest, area of functionality, their technical skills, previous programming and examples, special programming, and interviews. And the questions that were raised were how to bring structure, quality, and standards into the process, and what is the culture of collaboration, partnerships, and networking? Are there models for collaboration, and can we assemble them for the website through linkage? And I apologize to Kalanji for not getting back in touch with him regarding these notes, because I had promised him a phone call, and I didn't make it. So that's what the notes are about. That's where we are. And this committee is meeting next week. I believe we have a conference call, and we will be proceeding to the next steps.
What day do you meet on?
I think it's on Thursday, but I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. I'm going to send these emails, these minutes, to Ursula and Dina. Dina, I think you might want to just take your notes and either do a synopsis of them or just cut and paste them and put them in here.
Okay.